You're listening to News Talk Tonight on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Richard Krause. Jim Richards is off. He'll be back soon. And I'm thrilled that, I guess, in Jim's place, just for this segment, we've got David Cooper. David, how are you?
Hello. How are you? The very same, I was going to say, Richard. How you doing, my friend?
Good, good. I haven't spoken to you for a little while. Happy to hear your voice.
Thank you. I'm happy to hear yours. Yes, well, I used to do that old overnight show. Used to come on it, talk film, but it's good to hear you on this.
Yeah. Well, I'm here because Jim's not feeling well, but he'll be better and he'll be back. And you guys will get to do this again together. But you want to play a game of would you rather? And so this is a game, been around forever. And it's the idea is, would you rather be an XXX or would you rather be an XXX? And then you have to justify your decision. So
why your brain went to XXX, I'll never know, but I'm liking this already, Richard.
Well, things are going to be different now that Jim's not here.
Yeah, we did it yesterday. We're not creative at all, so we're doing it again. But we're going to do holiday themed. Oh, would you rather? So Christmas and Hanukkah. All right, you want to start by asking me one, Richard?
All right, would you rather be an elf in Santa's shop or a reindeer on Santa's sleigh?
Well, I'm not shy about this. Not a big Santa fan, but I'd rather be an elf because it's closer to a human being. I don't want to be an animal. How about you, Richard?
I'm all about being an elf in Santa's shop because it's closer to the hot chocolate. If you're on the sleigh, I think you're working harder. It's cold. I don't like it.
And I don't like it one bit.
Unless you're Rudolph, you're always going to be at least number two.
There you have it. All right. Would you rather volunteer to help a friend wrap presents or to shop for presents?
I am really good at wrapping presents. And so I'm going to say that I would rather wrap the presents because I am I like things that are often to slow my brain down a little bit. Methodical. You have to take your time and do them. You have to work slowly and pull it all together, and wrapping is one of those things. It's not hard to do, but it's a bunch of steps, and it allows me to shut my brain off for a little while and just do that one thing.
Well, I'm terrible at wrapping, but I actually love it. When I wrap gifts, it actually looks like a 5-year-old child did it, which is kind of poetic, Richard.
Because
coincidentally, my maturity level is about the same as a 5-year-old, but I would wrap because I love it. I'm just bad at it.
All right, here's a question for you. Would you rather get a paper cut every time you wrap a Hanukkah present or get burned every time you light the menorah?
Oh, I hate paper cuts. Burns I don't like, but I loathe paper cuts. I'll take the burns. How about you?
I would say that paper cuts are always a surprise. The burn, you understand. The flame is hot. Stay away from the flame. But papers, you know, sometimes you just go to pick up a sheet of paper quickly and you get the paper cut and it surprises and it's terrible and they don't heal and they're awful. So paper cuts are off the list for me. I'd rather get burned.
All right, we're on the same page. Not of the paper cut. Would you rather volunteer as a mall Santa or live in a nativity scene with livestock?
Oh, see, now my first gut reaction when you said, "Would you rather volunteer as a mall Santa?" was no, because kids will get excited. And when kids get excited, sometimes they have little accidents and they're sitting on your lap if you're a mall Santa. But then you continued with the live nativity scene with livestock. And I have a feeling that's got an even greater chance of, some bathroom antics. Let's just say that. And so I'm going to say, boy, this is a Sophie's choice for me, mall Santa.
Okay, well, you know, kids are sticky, but I have a tumultuous, ambivalent, and those are the only two big words I know, relationship with a nativity scene as a Jewish person, but I don't love kids because, again, they're sticky. I think I'll take the nativity scene, actually.
Really?
Who do I get to be, Richard?
You would be one of the three wise men, and you get to hang out with the animals, and that could be really relaxing. Petting an animal lowers your blood pressure, makes you feel better. Maybe I think I chose badly on this one.
No take backs. All right. Would you rather have to eat 1,000 chocolate Hanukkah coins? That's a lot of chocolate.
Yeah.
Or eat just one, but with that tinfoil wrapping still on it.
Oh, I think, 1,000 chocolate Hanukkah coins. That is a lot of chocolate. Is it all at once? I might have eaten 1,000 chocolate Hanukkah coins over the course of my life. So, but that's been a long time. So, the idea of tinfoil against my teeth, I can't stand. Nope, I'll eat 1,000 chocolate Hanukkah coins.
I'll take the tinfoil. Goes right through you. 1,000 pieces of chocolate, too many. Richard, this is a real thinker piece. This is only for the intellectuals, this segment, I think.
Well, I'm glad that you chose me to do it with, then. Would you rather give up Christmas trees or Christmas cookies?
Oh, man, I got a 6-footer in my living room, and it's not mine. It's my girlfriend's. I would willingly give up Christmas trees, so let's just leave it at that.
I love a Christmas tree. I love the glow of the lights and everything. I like it when it's dark outside and you keep all the lights in the house down and you have the lights of the Christmas tree on. I find it warm. I find it inviting. I don't put tinsel on a Christmas tree because that makes a mess. I use an artificial Christmas tree, and I know people are punching their radios right now, but it doesn't make a mess, and pine needles don't drop all over the place, but I like the glow, so I'm going to stick with the Christmas tree and give up the Christmas cookies, because I've just eaten 1,000 chocolate Hanukkah coins.
That's a lot of sweets for you.
Yes.
I guess not as much as if you kept the cookies. All right, we're going to go to more food-related items. Would you rather wash your hair with the cranberry sauce? Is that a popular Christmas meal thing? I don't know. Or wash your hair with mashed potatoes and gravy?
I think that I would wash my hair with mashed potatoes and gravy simply because the cranberry sauce is going to attract flies. And I don't think that the mashed potatoes and gravy will. And the potatoes, I think, would stiffen and they would harden and sort of turn into something. If you styled it, you could make it fashionable. A cranberry sauce wash is going to make you look like Head Wound Harry.
There you have it. I'm taking the potatoes and gravy. Both sound awful, but I think the sticky sweet of the cranberry is going to be harder to get at.
I think you're probably correct. Would you rather have Christmas be your favorite holiday every day or never have that holiday again?
Never have it again. Not a fan. Not a fan, Richard.
Yeah, you're not a fan. I like Christmas, but I don't think that I love... I like a lot of the stuff that goes along with Christmas. I like a little freshly laid bed of snow. I like the Christmas trees we just talked about. I like the people, like, in It's a Wonderful Life. They're just a little nicer that day and all that stuff. Having it every day, it's overkill. It's too much.
Richard, for the holidays, I promised my girlfriend I would watch one Christmas-related thing a week. No more.
Oh.
And I've never seen It's a Wonderful Life, so I think I'm I'm signed up for watching it this week. What do I have to expect?
You should watch it. You know, this is a movie that Frank Capra directed, shot in July. Keep this in mind while you're watching it. Set in December, shot in July. So the snow is actually asbestos that is flying around when Jimmy Stewart is outside. And the scene where he's on the bridge, and you'll know it when you see it. It was 104 degrees. He's wearing a parka. You can actually see him sweating, even though it's snowing around him, and it's asbestos flying around him. So that's a little background there. But it came out stiffed in the movie theaters. Nobody wanted to see it. Nobody cared about it. Television comes around in the early 1950s, and they were looking for stuff to play. And because It's a Wonderful Life did so poorly in the theaters, the studio just let the copyright on it go, so it was free. And that's why we watch it today, because they just played it over and over and over ad nauseum on television, and people found it and started to love it. And I think you will love it too, even though you don't love Christmas. We've only got 30 seconds left, so you're going to stick around on the other side of the break, and we're going to do a little bit more Would You Rather. We'll talk about Christmas some more and why David Cooper hates Christmas trees. Stay with me. I'm Richard Krause, in for Jim Richards on News Talk Tonight. Lots more to come on the other side of the break.
You're listening to News Talk Tonight on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
It's a little David Bowie bringing us back into the last half hour of the show. I'm Richard Krause in for Jim Richards on News Talk Tonight. And my guest in this segment is David Cooper. You know him. You love him. And we've been playing a game called Would You Rather. And David, let's move on to some other stuff. But let's pick out of this list that we have in front of us one more question each, because I have one that I really want to ask you.
Well, you go ahead and you ask yours, and I'll pick one.
All right. Would you rather have your hair be tinsel or be bald?
Oh, my goodness. I guess bald? Yeah. Can you take Propecia if you start losing your tinsel? No, bald.
No, see, I'm all about the tinsel because I think I could become an Andy Warhol impersonator if I had tinsel for hair.
Okay.
And that would work for me.
I like that. I like that. Let's do this one here. Would you rather only be able to decorate with ugly holiday decorations or never have holiday decorations again?
Oh, well, I think probably never have. Yeah. No, never. Never. I would find a way to sneak a holiday decoration in there, even if it was only a candle. But it would have to be attractive. I don't want ugly decorations.
I think ugly decorations are actually kind of funny, but I would go for the never as well. We were talking before the break about artificial trees.
Yes.
And I have one. And my little kitty, his name's Tomato. He's a small black cat. He is allergic to my Christmas tree, Richard.
To the artificial Christmas tree?
Yeah, he bites the needles off. He eats them because, well, they're delicious, right? Even though we sprayed them with this bitterant. And then he gets sick all over the apartment, and I'm a little bit worried about him. I'm worried these needles are going to chew up his insides, and if anything were to happen to him, my girlfriend has a tattoo of this cat.
Oh.
I think she would have to take 6 months off of work if we lost the cat.
Right.
So we got these shock mats around the tree, which seems so cruel. It's, what is it, like the Pavlov dog? Like the cat goes near the tree and he gets a zap. Do you have any pets, Richard? And if so, do they have a relationship with your tree?
I do not currently have pets, but I had a Christmas tree and cat disaster. It was a catastrophe that was truly kind of heartbreaking. And the last time I had a Christmas tree for many, 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 many years, a cat did, you know, one of those things that you see on TikTok, you see it on Instagram, on the reels. The cat did just a dive bomb into the Christmas tree because he was attracted to the glowing, you know, silver ornaments that were hanging on the thing. And it knocked over the entire tree, broke 95% of the ornaments that were on the tree. And I said, never again. And I didn't for, you know, 25 years, probably.
Wow. Was the cat okay?
The cat was fine. That cat has left his mark. That cat once was sitting on top of the television, which was in the years before flat screens. We had, you know, like the television that everybody had. And it was sitting on top of the thing, and it was freaked out. It couldn't get down. So I went to pull him down. Pick him up gently. Name was Francis. Loved this cat, but he turned into the like a whirling dervish and scarred me, and I still have a scar on my chest from him.
Oh, so you have a tattoo from your old cat as well?
I do. I love that cat, but yeah, every time when I look in the mirror without a shirt on, I'm reminded of that moment.
Well, cats, cats, cats. Mine's allergic to the tree. And I thought we'd talk a little bit about allergies. Do you have any, Richard?
I have become, I think, allergic to everything. I never had allergies for a minute in my life until just like a few years ago. And now, you know, when I walk outside, often my eyes start watering. I get stuffed up. I just feel itchy all the time. And I don't know whether it's just because I'm Toronto's oldest living man or what, but I do find myself being bothered by allergies. And, you know, I've tried Benadryl and all that kind of stuff, and some of it sort of kind of works, but I just don't want to be popping pills for this all the time.
I hear that, although I do take a lot of pills, but that's a conversation for perhaps another night.
That's how you stayed up overnight for all that time, yeah.
I'm allergic to light. Okay, like bright light, the sun. It's not what you think. It's only when I go from dim to bright. So every morning when I leave the house, go for a walk, grab a coffee, I sneeze. I sneeze about 30 times a day.
Is this a thing?
Yeah, it's a thing. It's called the photic sneeze reflex, and both my grandmothers had it, so I was doomed with this. It's a genetic thing. It may sound inconvenient, but you know that feeling when you have a sneeze stuck in you, Richard? It's the least satisfying feeling in the world.
Yeah, well, they don't get stuck with you.
No, I just have to shine an iPhone flashlight in my eyes, but that's probably going to ruin my vision. I promised my roommate, girlfriend, whatever you want to call her, that I won't do that. I'm also allergic to red Starburst. You know the candy, red Starburst?
Really? So you're allergic to the chemical that makes it red, probably.
I guess, but I get flushed, my face look gets completely red, and I start sweating beads. I could be in minus a million, and I start sweating so much. It's the strangest allergy in the world.
Well, it's also one that's fairly easy to avoid, I would think.
Yeah, but the red ones are my favorite. I go for pink. I guess it's a fine substitute. And the last thing, I get vertigo. I guess that's maybe not an allergic reaction, but I feel like this one counts. And I get stuck in bed. Like, I've missed weddings over this. I've missed presentations at work. I've missed radio shows for it. Happens about once every, I don't know, 2 years. Very strange. You ever gotten that?
No, I haven't, but I have experienced the feeling that I thought was vertigo, where everything would just sort of become a swirl, it felt like. And I would just sit down for a minute or two and it would go away. And perhaps it wasn't vertigo. It might have been something else. But it's a really unnerving feeling. Yours sounds more extreme than that.
Certainly it does. All right. Well, back to Christmas. We've done allergies. Check. Now we're going back. Have you done all your shopping?
I have very little shopping to do. My wife and I do not exchange gifts. And I have family mostly not in where I live in Ontario. So I get stuff early. I get it out early. So, it's not really a big part of it for us.
Fair enough. Yeah. Well, look, when I was hosting the overnight show on this network, I was a pretty apolitical host. I'm not going to get terribly political right now, Richard, but the former president of the United States, Donald Trump, just released for the holidays something amazing that I'm actually considering getting, Richard.
It's $99. Why would you spend that?
Yeah, it's $99. I actually have a clip of what he announced today. He said he was going to make a big announcement. Do you mind if I play it for you?
Yeah, let's do it.
This is Donald Trump, hopefully your favorite president of all time, better than Lincoln, better than Washington, with an important announcement to make. I'm doing my first official NFT collection right here and right now. They're called Trump Digital Trading Cards. Each card comes with an automatic chance to win amazing prizes like dinner with me. I don't know if that's an amazing prize, but it's what we have. My official Trump digital trading cards are $99, which doesn't sound like very much for what you're getting. And I think it's something you're going to like, and you're going to like it a lot. They also make perfect gifts.
Wow. Wow.
What do you make of that, Richard?
Well, I just, better than Lincoln, better than Washington. There is so much to break down and to unpack in that, just that, what was that, 25 seconds, 30 seconds? Wow, that was truly incredible. If that was on Saturday Night Live or, you know, at Second City or something, you would think, oh, the satire is too much.
Yeah, I actually thought it was a deep fake. I thought it couldn't be real, but then I went to the relevant website, and it is in fact real. Just $99, you can buy basically a glorified digital image of the man. And I imagine, will people be buying this for the holiday, Richard?
I doubt it. It's what's called a non-fungible token. And these are, I think, something that people don't really understand what they are. And NFTs, as they're called, went out of style. They were hot for a minute, and now they're not hot. So yeah, this seems like a misstep to me.
And as a former software engineer before I got into broadcasting, Richard, I don't even know what they are. Richard, thanks so much for having me, and happy holidays, and you did a great job on the show.
Oh, thanks so much, David. Great to chat with you. I'm in next week, so perhaps we'll do this again next week.
Who knows? Stranger things have happened. Have a good rest of the show, my friend.
I will, you too. That was David Cooper talking about Donald Trump NFTs. If you know what that is and you have $99, maybe you want to check it out. I'm Richard Krause, in for Jim Richards. The show is called News Talk Tonight. When we come back, we're talking Christmas movies, so stay with me.